Personal Independence Payment, or PIP for short, as you most probably know, is not a means-tested benefit, as it relates to someone's level of disability and not how much money they may have in savings, in work income, or elsewhere. However, there are several means-tested benefits now increasingly being bundled together under universal credit that do take other income and savings into account, but which a vision-impaired person may well also be eligible to claim. Dominic Milne, Legal Rights Officer at RNIB, talked to us about these means-tested benefits and started by outlining what they currently are.
Well, the benefits that are means-tested now, they've reduced in number in recent times, because many people will have heard of universal credit, been in the news a lot, mainly for the wrong reasons. But universal credit is essentially the new means-tested benefit that replaces a lot of the old working-age benefits. There was previously benefits called income support. There is employment and support allowance, which still the income-based version, which actually does still exist to a degree, and job seekers allowance. There was child tax credit and working tax credit, and of course housing benefits to help with rent. Now those benefits have been combined in universal credit, so that if you have a claim for one of those benefits, unless there are certain exceptions where you would still claim the old benefits, almost every new claimant will be claiming universal credit. And that essentially looks at your income. It looks to see whether or not you have enough money to live on. They do an assessment depending on your household setup, so whether you're an individual on your own or whether you're in a couple or whether you have a family. And they then look at how much money you've got coming in already, and then they decide whether or not they can top that up with money to help you with daily living costs and also to help with rent costs or housing costs. So universal credit is essentially doing the job that housing benefit used to do in terms of housing costs, and it's also doing the job that those other benefits used to do.
Now, it does sound fairly complex. Is it complicated to apply for, and is very detailed assessment needed?
Well, this is where the problem's been, and unfortunately where it has made the news a significant amount of times in the last few years. It's not the easiest benefit in the world to claim. The default position for this benefit is online, and that, of course, makes it very difficult for a lot of people, because they want everybody to make their claim online and indeed then manage it. However, if you can't do that, and there are many people who can't, and many of our customer base would struggle with that, at least not without help, there is a phone line that you can ring for universal credit. There are means whereby you can have reasonable adjustments made to help you so that your claim can be looked at. It is a complicated benefit, but what I would say, the best thing to do, seriously, would be to ring our helpline, because the sight loss advisors can give a full look at your situation, see whether or not a claim is a good idea, whether it's necessary. And if so, then they can also help you with that claim. We have fact sheets. We have a toolkit that helps people make claims, including with letters that will actually help you to have reasonable adjustments made. So we have letters that you can send to say that you need to be given some assistance or some reasonable adjustments need to be made in order to help you to make your claim. But most importantly, in the first instance, what they can do is they'll look at your income, look at your circumstances. And if you're struggling, they'll be able to see whether or not you have an entitlement that is worth applying for.
So can that be done in kind of ballpark figures to start with? Because, you know, I'm sure if you ask someone, what savings accounts have you got? What's your income from this? Do you have a pension and so on? Those figures may not be easily to hand.
They might not easily be to hand. I mean, you can do it in ballpark figures in the first instance. It's probably worth mentioning money in the bank. If you're lucky enough to have more than $16,000 in the bank, unfortunately, you wouldn't qualify for universal credit. But if you've got less than $16,000, you may well qualify. And if you have less than $6,000, then your capital makes no impact on it at all. So having ballpark figures would be absolutely fine in the first instance. The more accurate, the better, obviously. But if you've only got a rough idea, that's fine. A calculation can still be made, and then a decision can be made as to whether or not it's a good idea to go ahead and make a claim. And any assistance that you might need can be dealt with at that stage. So you can get some assistance from the advisor. They have access to resources that can help you as well. If you're still on the old benefits, that's fine. There is a movement to try and roll people onto universal credit over the coming years. The government were a little bit ambitious with that, and it didn't go so well, so they've slowed it down, and they're actually doing the rollout process a lot more slowly, which is better news, and they are actually being a little bit more mindful about making sure that it works properly for people. People who are already receiving benefits may eventually be told they have to claim universal credit. Probably not going to happen for a while. It's new claimants, though, you will have to claim universal credit.
And if someone is on the old benefits still, because they're not a new claimant, so they can stay on the old one until they are moved across. I mean, there won't be any doubt in their mind that they are being moved across. They will be informed what the situation is and guided through it, will they?
That's right. They will be given plenty of notice. And then if they get any letters, anything that suggests to them that they do have to make the transition across to Universal Credit, they should contact us, because then we can make sure that it happens smoothly and that everything happens in a way that means they don't lose out on any money and it's the least stressful for them. If Universal Credit comes into play, it's not always a disaster by any means. However, it's a really good idea to get some guidance with the process. We recommend that in pretty much every case, just to make sure that everything runs smoothly across and you get the help you need to make sure that you're not being asked to do things that are unrealistic. And that's the key thing, really.
Now, as we heard, for help with and more information about Universal Credit, or indeed any other benefit entitlement, or to ask about getting yourself a benefits check to make sure you're claiming everything to which you're entitled, you can phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, or you can email them at helpline@rnib.org.uk. And the RNIB helpline can also tell you about a range of free benefits fact sheets they produce in Braille, in audio, and in large print. And these can also be found online at www.rnib.org.uk/benefits-and-support. And RNIB and others repeatedly say it's often very important that people check that they're claiming everything to which they're entitled and that they do so on a reasonably frequent basis, since circumstances can change.
InfoSound.